the direction, and it's his business. He does what he wants to, right?
Amen.
And we just follow, because he knows what he's doing. But how many knows all through the Bible, if you go look at it, all those that followed the Lord, I mean, when he sent somebody like Moses into Pharaoh and sent the word of the Lord to tell what God, it brought faith to those people. And then as they followed the Lord, they seen supernatural things happen. We preach it. You know, walls of Jericho going down, Red Sea rolling back, you know. I mean, manna out of heaven. They seen supernatural. They was living in a supernatural life because they had faith in God. And how many knows it's no different with us today? I'm telling you, I expect just like, you know, the motorcycle. That don't happen to everybody.
Right.
You know, people don't just walk up and pile money in your hand.
Right.
That stuff just don't happen all the time. Have you ever had it happen just in the grocery store, people going around giving everybody money? No, it don't happen. You know, paying people's bills, being a blessing to people. But see, that's people, God's people, that are a hold of the Lord in faith, following him. You know, just for an example, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
You know, I mean, just like, you know, back in whenever I quit my job and all of that stuff, you know, and I was getting out of the will of the Lord, God couldn't do nothing for me. He just couldn't do what he wanted to do. You know, and then when I got back in obedience to the Lord, things begin to work out. You know, supernaturals begin to happen in my life, praise God. And you know, later on, God put me in my own business, you know, where I was at, he was training me to have some integrity. I was thinking about faith and patience today. I mean, God's people, I've seen it over the course, I've been in the ministry nearly 30 years, long as I've been saved, nearly about 3 months. I've been in the ministry, I've seen a lot of stuff, heard a lot of stuff, but what I've seen most that hurts God's people in the over the course of years, if I ponder back on it, it's no perseverance. They can't take nothing.
Right.
Can't work around people that cuss. That's a bunch of crock. You know, don't like their job. You know, just unhappy with things, you know, and that they never can build and see God move in that manner. You know, the last time I went back to my job, you know, and asked them if I could come back to work, I made up my heart. I will never quit another job. Never. I'm a Christian now. You see, my concept of a Christian in that manner was, you know, that they're dependable, you know.
Right.
I mean, I've seen Christians, they were devoted to church and, I mean, devoted to, you know, praying and devoted to, so, I mean, and I thought I'll never quit my job again. In that almost year that I was there, same job, same boss, same everything, I began to see miracles happen in my life. I begin to see pay raises and off on Saturdays and made more money in 5 days than I made in 5.5 days. You know, started walking and under. What I'm saying there is I was letting the supernatural work in my life. I was you know, finding out things in the Bible. And like one thing, you know, the Bible says, work with your hands that you'll have to give to those who need. You know, and I got a hold of that scripture, and I'm like, man, I mean, my family needs everything. You know, my family, we need cars. I mean, Teresa's drove junk, and, you know, and I traded her car one time before I got saved for a hull, a trailer hull, you know, with plywood. I didn't ask her. I just traded her car for it. We need somewhere to live, don't we? You know, we lived up at Teresa's grandmother's. Back before we got saved, I mean, I had a 2x4 right at the foot of the bed holding the ceiling up in the whole trailer. But I had a big boom box in there worth more than everything we had. But once I got born again, then God began to change my thinking. He began to change the direction of my life, you know, towards the, you know, I'd read something in the Bible like that, work with your hands, you have. He that stole, steal no more. And I was like, man, I was a thief, man. I mean, it's not funny. I mean, people lost stuff, you know. But I quit stealing. I thought, I've got to work. I got to work and not steal anymore, you know. And then my next thought is, I won't never have nothing. Well, that was a lie. But God, I'm so blessed. I mean, I do know what to do with it, but I'm a blessed man today. And I ain't stole no money or nothing.
Hallelujah.
I ain't stole. I work with my hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe that God blesses the works of my hands. And I'm before the Lord. I've been before the Lord for 20-something years. When that thing's got rough in the natural, you know, and garage doors like it is now. I don't know when doors will get here, 5, 6 months. Well, the garage doors is not my source.
Right.
Praise God, they're not my source. They're just not my source, not my confidence. Not gonna fear, not gonna worry about it.
Amen.
Before the Lord fasting and saying, do I need to take a different direction, Lord? And if the Lord don't say nothing, I'm going to endure hardship. I'm going to stay in there. I'm going to endure people calling and wondering when and wanting to cancel and wondering if they're going to cancel, whether they are or not, what I'm going to give more. Now I had to double the price on my garage doors because of inflation. Now's not a time to look at all of that stuff and determine you ain't going to follow the Lord now. Let gas go to $10 a gallon. I'm not going to gripe at the pump.
Right.
I'm not going to complain like they did in the wilderness. See, we got a supernatural life to live here. And if we don't complain and we move forward and stay steady, trusting and confident, the Bible says in Psalms over there, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Blessed. It don't say if gas is $30 a gallon. I was thinking about it the other day. I thought, Lord, there's a hunter in me. There's a survivor in me. There's somebody in us, thank God, that you put it in us to survive, to thrive in hardship.
Amen.
I thought, I know how to fish, hunt. I can feed all of y'all.
Amen.
But God, I don't know how to believe that food in. I believe we believed it in. We get chunks of food. You can tell. I mean, Chris told me the other day you had to go to a large church. And I said, whatever. you know, they said, you know, fertilizer is going. They ain't going to get no fertilizer because of Russia. It's going to cut down the crops. Listening to the news, it's going to cut down the crops by 50%. Ain't going to be no corn. We're growing ours, ain't we? I would have ever busted her garden up. It just thrills me. If you want a garden that I get to come plow it up, I'm a part of your prosperity.
Amen.
I'll spend money to come tear your garden spot up. I want to prosper them. Prosper them. Well, I got to tell him. The monkey said, it ain't very big, like a couple of pews. I said, yeah, but man, take me a few minutes. I don't want to till her in, take you all day long, and it ain't tore up very deep. 2 days, maybe, if you get big as we did. Praise God. You know, we can't look at things in the natural and determine whether our God is still God or not.
Amen.
He is God. I don't care what happens in Ukraine or the United States or the government. But God, our trust is not in all that. It's in the Lord. Our trust is not in money. Money is only a tool.
Amen.
It'd be better if I had some. No, you need wisdom.
Right.
Money's not what you need. Money's not what I need. What I need is God's wisdom. And when God's wisdom comes, it surpasses. He said his riches are past gold and silver. Hallelujah. See, for the supernatural to work, we can see it in the Bible very clear if you try to see a big picture and not just the three verses that you read. I asked the Lord one time, I said, Lord, let me see. I heard this preacher, he said, what you need? He said, you need a world vision. I thought, I'm just trying to figure Blount County out. World vision, I'm not even past Blount County. You know? And so I went off and I started thinking about that. And I thought, Lord, what's a world vision? Why would I need a world vision, Lord? Why would I need, you know, a world vision? What's he talking about? A world vision. Well, it's a vision past your life. It's a vision into the future, into the kingdom of God. The Bible says the kingdom is a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Well, looks like in the whole world, things are being shook to the core.
Amen.
Well, the kingdom can't be shook. That's what he's talking about. You got to see past what the news says. Past what? You know? Supernatural lives. God's going to supernaturally move for Ukraine. He's going to supernaturally, I mean, Russian Christians are having to go back to Russia where it's safe. From Ukraine. They're Russians. They're born over there in Ukraine. Now they're having to go back to Ukraine, I mean to Russia, so they're safe. But you know what? God's a big God. They are used to war over there. Do you know that in Ukraine?
Yeah.
This ain't nothing new to them. They've been in war before with Ukraine. The Bible says it in Matthew 24, I believe it is, you'll hear wars and rumors of war, nation will rise against nation, famine, earthquakes. We got famine in India. We got earthquakes in different places. We got you know, tornadoes. We got all kinds of stuff going on in this planet because of the curse. But Bible says that we've been redeemed from the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We've been transferred over into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Give me that Hebrews 10. Zach. Now the just shall live by fear. Heard somebody say today, well, they cut off fuel over out, buying fuel from Russia. Now Russia says it's doing an economic war on him. Well, good. We shouldn't be buying anything from them. I'm not going to shake hands with devil and say, devil, it's okay. You know, we'll deal here. I'll be quiet about you and leave you alone if you'll just leave me alone. I'm not going to deal with him. Jesus dealt with him. You know, and I'm praying, God, move into the government, move in. Lord, we got enough oil in the United States. We don't have to buy oil from nobody. We got federal land that they will not drill, that we do not have to buy oil, gas, or anything from anybody. But now trade agreements are good because everybody prospers. We buy from them, they buy from us. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. I understand a little bit of how that works. But I believe in God. I don't care what it looks like. He said he'll work all things together for the good. Well, when things ain't going in the direction of this Bible, that's what I stand on. I say, God, I don't know. The news says this, but whose report I'm going to believe? I'm going to believe yours. So I'm going to occupy. I'm going to move forward, God. I'm going to live through. I don't care. I put gas in my vehicle, $4 or something gallon. I said, praise God, I can put gas in. Hallelujah.
Exactly right.
Well, it sure is hard on us poor folk. Who said you was poor?
Right.
You did. You're thinking that way. Those people out there that are wealthy for real, they're not concerned about $20 a gallon gas. Hey, let's go fill up, swipe it, and go.
That's right.
Well, you're rich.
That's right.
Didn't God drop money in your hand? Yes, he did. He probably didn't even need it, but God just wanted it.
Right.
I ain't asking for it. He's a supernatural God. He works in the faith. Faith moves God, just like with Jeffrey. That's the first time I guess I've ever heard of it. Anytime you let a car go back, but God, they sell it, and then whatever they don't get to pay it off, they garnish your wages. That's the way that happens. Circumstances, let one go back, and then they sold it, and it brought more than he owed, and they sent him the rest. That's God.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what anybody said. That's the first time I've ever heard that one.
Right.
Then I heard it the other day. I thought, you know, that was kind of a demotion to me, you know, because Jeffrey, he'll talk about didn't lose nothing. He said, I didn't even lose a garbage can. I've been praising losing garbage can for all these years. I thought, well, man, maybe I need to move up to that level.
Right.
Let God where I don't lose nothing. Hallelujah. He says, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall know I have no pleasure in him. But we're not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that that believing to the saving of the soul. And the Lord told me, he said, you cannot draw back. He said, they draw back in the wilderness. He said, millions of my people are drawing back because of the economy, drawing back because of the war, drawing back. He said, there's been war on the planet since Adam and Eve fell in the garden. There's been war. There's been war on the planet. He said, it's just shoved up into your attention.
Amen.
You got it? There's more wars going on than in Russia. Right now, a strategic time for stuff. Satan's a strategic devil. He strategizes in your life, in my life. But this Bible keeps us very clear. And if we fast and we pray, and we, everybody knows the Bible says the hand of the diligent will bear rule. But the lazy, did you know you'd be spiritually lazy?
Yeah.
Not meditating on that word, not praying, not talking to God. I was telling the story about Aubrey. I am set out to teach that girl about Jesus. Not as a religious God. I mean, I'm set out to teach her more than that. I'm going to occupy. I'm going to teach her the importance of work. I thought about it today. I thought, don't overwork the little girl. She's only 7. You know. So I let her off early the other day. I thought it was going to take forever. We'd have been there about 3 or 4 hours. And I said, well, listen, baby. I said, you just go ahead and take off. No, but I won't get paid. I said, oh, yes, Papa, I'm going to pay you. Just like I said I would. Well, I won't get paid today. I said, yes, you will. Papa told you I would. Now, if I told you it's going to, when we get done, you get paid, that's when you get paid. You know, well, I let her off early. I said, well, it ain't dark. Just go on and play. You know, and Papa, we'll finish this later and all that. But she was complaining. See, the deal was that me, and I know what I'm doing. It ain't about getting them limbs moved. I can move them limbs in about an hour and a half and grind them up, burn them. It's got nothing to do. I'm using the things that I have to impart to them the things that I know will help them in life, period. She gets paid. Aiden, he works a little bit. He's 4. He works a little bit, and he's tired of that. He's, you know, money just don't mean nothing. Now, Aubrey's got to buy some things, so she doesn't see what money could do, you know, and so of her own money. And so she's quite complaining. I said, well, listen. I said, it's okay. I said, if Aiden is not working, that's fine. I said, you're getting paid, baby. So don't be concerned about Aiden. You're getting paid in Aiden. I said, I'll tell you what's going to happen. I thought, I'm going to teach her something right here. I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I said, since Aiden don't want to work and he just wants to drive the tractor when it cranks up, and you're doing all the work, I said, what Papa's going to do is Papa's going to pay you double. I'm going to pay you if you work hard. I'm going to pay you his money and yours. And that's what I done. I paid her. She said, well, it got done, but I gave her one bill and told her how much was in it. And she said, Papa, didn't you say you was going to pay me double? I said, it's in that bill. I thought, this girl is quick now. She's thinking, man, I ought to get 2 of these right here, you know. But what I'm saying in that is, I don't care what's going on in the world. These principles in the Word of God works when the world crumbles. Jesus said, the heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will never pass away.
Amen.
He said, every I will be dotted and every T crossed. And so we have to stay in faith. The just shall live by faith. Well, you know what? Faith gets me out. Faith brings me out of that place of security. I told Travis, I said, I'm going to be busy for the next couple of days. Well, I've been on a mission for 5 years to get that property complete. And I spent about, I don't know how many hours on a bulldozer, bulldozing trees up and stuff through the winter. And now, you know, I mean, I've got a short window right here to plant some seeds. You can't wait too late. I really needed to do it in October, but I was cleaning off in October. So I told Travis, I said, I'm going to be out for a couple of days. Well, I made up in my heart, and I went to the Lord, and I said, is it okay, Lord? I said, I'm going to get those. I had trouble with my disc. I spent like 2 or 3 hours working on it when I could have got things done. Well, I thought, well, you know, just forget it. Wait till next year. It'll be okay. And wait till October. And then I'm like, yep, that's exactly what the devil does. Don't go to church. It'll be okay. Right. You know, everybody knows you feel bad, so don't fight. Everybody understands your hurt and your pain and all that. Everybody, just lay down. Just be still. Just take it easy. And I told Satan, I said, you idiot, I know the word. It says occupy. Occupy means go over there and get that disc up no matter what you got to do. But God, get it disc up, smoothed out, get them seeds in that planter and get her done.
Amen.
I got headlights. I got insulated coveralls. 30 degrees don't bother me. See, I'm not telling you my story. I'm telling you, and God's supernatural power, when you do that, is moving in your life and on your life and brings things and causes things to happen that wouldn't normally happen. Like Monty, I went to him and I said, hey, you know about twice sown seed? He looked at me, oh, yeah, I heard that. You get a seed sowed to you, you sow it. I said, yeah. I said, want to sow that motorcycle? It'll be a twice-sown seed. He said, well, I can't. I said, I'm just only kidding, man. If I wanted a bike, I'd have a bike, praise God. But you know what? That is a principle that works. I heard it. Twice-sown seed. You know, when I take up an offering, church takes up an offering and I'm ministering somewhere, whatever the Lord tells me to give, I give it in that offering. God told me, he said, it's your offering. I said, no, it's God's. I said, now with that, it's in control of that ministry. I said, then when that ministry gives it to me, it's mine. I said, but until then, this is God's offering. See, it's a principle. It ain't got nothing to do sitting there. Well, I'm going to get the money anyhow. Ain't no need to put nothing in there. See, done missing the whole thing of the offering. They things that work when we don't use our carnal mind that people just marvel. They're like, man, you know. I mean, I heard people, Scotty going under, your business going under. Now I hear the rumors, you know, and I can get out and I'd say, you idiot, ain't nowhere in the Bible where it says Scotty's going under. It says Scotty's the head, not the tail. He'll lend and not borrow. If God be for me, who can be against me?
Yeah.
I give and it's given unto me good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Things got bad in 2008 or 9. And you know what people started doing? They two of them goes to this church. Darcy called me up. I need a metal roof on my house. Metal roof, Travis, oh God. So I figured up a price. I said, well, Lord, however you want to do it. See, you can't just say, I ain't gonna do but one thing. Well, God's like, well, you're gonna get the same manna. And so, you know what? God brought it that way. God brought it in ways. You know, I heard a story one time. Dude was out there drowning in the ocean. Helicopter come by. Nah, he's waiting on the Lord. Or a boat. Boat. Hey, man, you want to ride? Nah, I'm waiting on the Lord. Should have gotten the boat. I believe the boat could have been Jesus. He drowned it. That's just a story. It was a scenario story. Waiting on the Lord. Didn't come the way I want it. Now I'm waiting on Jesus. I guess walk on the water across there and get him up like he did Peter. I don't know. See, sometimes God works in ways. We've got to be open to him. The blessing can come to us in many, many ways, many fashions. Working with our hands. Dropping money in your hand. Now, Johnny, I mean, you don't need to get the bright idea. Well, that's a sign from God. I need to quit my job and just believe God at church. You're going to get hungry, Johnny. You're going to need the food ministry, baby. That was just God giving you some ice cream. A little dessert, hallelujah. Give me that Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, now look, this is a big, big reason why I see Satan don't want me to have it. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. It's like this water, this bottle is not water. But that substance is in that bottle, water. Faith is the substance of things you can't see. Your healing, your prosperity. I'm sitting one night and I've been a Christian, I don't know, maybe about a year or so. And people told me don't listen to Kenneth Copeland. And, you know, they're prosperity preachers. And all they got airplanes and they've got this and that. You know, and I'm sitting there, and that's been ingrained in me through people, you know, and everything. And Teresa, it wasn't. And so it was called Praise-a-thon. It come on, I think, fall of the year every year. And Teresa kept it on 24/7. Praise-a-thon was on at our house. They bring all different preachers in. You know, they preach it all the time. You know, they're actually given opportunity to give offerings. Because to run the ministry, putting satellites into Israel and different things, and, you know, to get the gospel. They're going into all the world and preach the gospel, what their heart was, and I believe it. Paul and Jan Crouch, I don't know if y'all remember him or not, but they both gone on to be with the Lord. Well, Teresa has it on, and I'm sitting out there one evening, and I'm like, she's got them prosperity preachers on. And what's wrong with her? She just don't know what I know. She wanted an NIV Bible, and I told her it was of the devil.
Amplified
Bible. I said, you don't need no other Bible than the Bible. That's what I've been told, Johnny. Don't read nothing but the Bible. The King James Bible, yes. If it was anything else, it was of the devil. You know? But anyhow, I'm in there, but you know, I'm listening to them. I can hear it. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I started thinking, well, oh, this feels pretty good here. They're telling me I'm going to be blessed. That sounds good. That's good news. Wow. They're using that Bible. Now it's past this mind right here. And so before you know it, I get up, go in there, listen to it. It was Kenneth Copeland. Listen to him. He's talking about being redeemed from the curse of the law. That the blessing of Abraham might come on us through Jesus.
Glory to God.
And then brought up the blessing. And you know, and I went back out on the porch. I sat back down. And I said, bless God, this is feeling good. You know, maybe when it's the devil, you feel good. Have that thought. You know, when it's God, you'll feel grieved. Backwards. But you know, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, dropped it on the inside of me. I'm telling you, I can carry you to the very tree where the limb split that my eyes was glazed on whenever he spoke to me. He said, if you will follow me, he said, I will bring you to where you want nothing. And you know what? I got up and I thought, these preachers are right in here. And these bunch of preachers and people I've been listening to out here, but God, they got the Bible with them in there. And I'd get my Bible, and I'd go in there, and I'd see what the scripture. I'd make sure it was in the Bible and all that. Then I started learning about, you know, rightly dividing the word. Then I started studying. Somebody say study. You know, it took me about 2 weeks to learn how to use a Strong's Concordance. That sucker was that thick. I'd get aggravated. Look up a word, and you got to flip over to 480,000 or whatever it is over there. You know, and then you forget where you're going because you cross reference a bunch of them. And then you end up, you don't know where you started, but you got something. See, we don't have to know. I don't understand how seeds do when you put them. I don't understand it. I don't really understand it. It's been explained to me that when you put seed in the ground is trying to make it rot, and it irritates the seed, bust it open, or whatever the case may be, and it causes it to grow. I don't know how it grows. I mean, I'm out there, and I'm like, it's growing. It's growing, corn getting taller and all that, you know. All that's amazing. It's really God. The Bible says the rain come down. He made the earth to make it grow on its own. And before the curse came on the earth, they didn't have to work. It was there in abundance. They didn't have to toil and all of that. Well, in faith and in Jesus, we don't.
Amen.
We don't. We believe Him. We believe that God will bless us abundantly above, greater than we can think or ask. I mean, people sitting at home watching on TV, you ought to be in the anointing wherever God has called you to be. And I don't care what it costs you to get there, get there. There's things happens in those places that you will not get happening in your life, not listening to TV, not on Facebook. I'm telling you, there's a corporate anointing on the kingdom of God when people come together that is not anywhere else. And at work, we get things we don't even realize we're getting later on. It'll hit us. But it says faith is the substance of things you're hoping for. The Bible says, let's go to Luke 5. Let's read this little story here. Now this is Jesus is going and he's on this journey and about his ministry had started, and he's done healing people and casting out devils and he's teaching. Jesus taught. He taught a lot. He preached a lot. Ministered a lot. When he went in somewhere, he ministered. Ministered in the synagogue and all that stuff. And this is one of the stories in that journey that Luke's telling about. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to do what?
Hear the word of God.
But the Lord spoke to me today, and he said there will be a famine of hearing the word of God. And I believe we're in that time. We can have been in it a long time, know the scripture, but still not hearing what the Lord is saying. And there'll be a famine of hearing the word of God. Not famine of the word. There's not going to be a famine of the word. That's not going to happen. He stood by the lake in Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And tradition over there, the Sea of Galilee, they fished at night because it's clear and the fish would see the nets. So that's how they were making their living, Luke and some of them, they were fishermen. But they fished at night. And the fish couldn't see the nets and stuff. So they're out here in the morning washing their nets up. And Jesus entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed, asking, that word prayed means asking, that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Notice what he's doing. He's got a crowd of people following him, pressing in on him. And he'd have been going a long time, day and night. He had to get away from them. They were pressing in on him. The one before this, they was bringing all the sick people to him. After he had Simon Peter's mother's got healed or whatever, cancer. They started bringing all kind of people. Faith come. He's preaching them. He's teaching them. And he said that when they had done this, they enclosed. Wait a minute. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a drought. He sat down and talked. He said he's teaching the people from the ships. See, God wants to use us. And he was using Peter, but he's teaching to get a supernatural move of God. And he said, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Let down your nets for a drought. And Simon answering said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down thy nets. And when they had done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish, and their nets brake. Go ahead. And they beckoned unto other partners which were in the other ship. Now look at this scenario right here. This was a revelation to me back years ago. Here they are, have been working naturally in the natural, working, and fished and caught nothing. And at that time when this was a revelation to me, my life seemed to be going nowhere. I was born again. He had saved me from suicide. Nothing really seemed to be happening in my life. He had brought my wife back, and my life was just straightened out to that point. That's all. And so that's where I was at, you know. Tithing, things just seemed to not be happening for me. Then I read this. And I read this right here and I thought, glory to God. Whatever the Lord tells me, that's what I'm going to do. That's what he told them. The natural was kicking in with Peter. Well, we fished. Oh, I've tried working. It don't work. I've tried going to church. I've tried fasting. I've tried praying. I've tried letting God get involved with the works of my hands. And it just don't happen for me. Everything just backfires on me. That's what was happening to Peter. Right. But the Lord said, go out into the deep. Get up. Put them nets down. Get up. I'm going to bless the works of your hand. He didn't tell him that. But he goes out and said, dude, just do what I tell you to do. Now he adds his supernatural on the fishing trip. Let God, I mean, their nets begin to break. Guy told me one time, he said, that's probably rotten. I said, ain't what the Bible says. The nets wasn't rotten, man. There were so many fish, they're breaking them. The big rope nets wasn't rotten. Go ahead and just disannul the word, why don't you? Go ahead and break it on down where we can comprehend in our natural mind how that could happen. Now let's just believe it like you said it. Lunch out into the deep. Cause you've been trying to do it on your own all this time. I'm gonna show you what happens when the anointed one shows up in your workplace, when the anointed one is your focus, when the anointed one is your healer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. That's a long time. 12 years. And then she hears about Jesus. She probably heard, if I just touch the hem of his garment. See, you can sit in church and hear the word and still sit there and do nothing. And I'm telling you, that anointing that's waiting on you to move forward, I told the Lord when I was in the shower, not I'd fast to pray over y'all and, you know, rebuke garbage. And I cover you.
Yeah.
You know, but you need to do it yourself.
Yes.
But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, thank you, Lord. There's been many times, Lord, because I wouldn't give in to financial pressure and fear and sickness and all that and just lay down and accept it and put my trust anywhere other than you, that times I were healed as I went. Times I was healed. I remember one night I had flu symptoms. I had flu symptoms And it was on a Friday, and I went on a streak on Friday night. I had flu symptoms. I mean, it hurt me to pull a shirt on my body. That really, I mean, it hurt. Socks, anything. I mean, my bones ached down in my bones. And I told the Lord, I got up and I said, glory to God. I said, you called me to preach this gospel. Praise God, I'm going in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare this body healed in the name of Jesus. It'll not stop me. I mean, everything in me saying, don't go. Just don't go, man. Send somebody down there. God understands. God understands. You know, those thoughts hit me. Man, God understands I can't go like this. How am I going to preach faith when I'm sick? I need to be in the hospital. And I go down through there, and I come down through there, and I get over there, and I'm thinking, I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want nobody around me. I'm tired, sick. I was sick, Donnie. I mean, I was really, really, really literally that sick. I shouldn't even been doing it in the night. And I go, praise God, and 7 o'clock, I stepped up on that platform, and but God, I was healed. I'm talking about not faith, not by faith. I was healed. Them symptoms left me, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, see, some are healed as they go. Faith without works is dead.
Right.
Well, I just got emotional problems. You don't know what that Bible says. Well, I've just been a wreck. You ought to have been raised in my family. But God, they hung me off a bluff. We hung my youngest brother upside down and out in a tree in a pulley because he's a mama baby, and we dropped him head first into the sewer. And we let him, you know, nearly die. Then we pulled him out. You tell mama. Go tell mama. Don't tell me about Ruth. I had to deal with all that stuff when I got born again. The things I did and said and all of that stuff. Wished my daddy was dead because I didn't want to make truck payments on my truck. wished he would die because he co-signed his army every day. Don't tell me about emotional garbage. I know what the Bible says. I got born again and I said, God, that wasn't me, but God, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I felt like my daddy died on account of it, but he didn't. So don't tell me you can't be healed of emotional stuff. My mama used to whoop him. She whipped you. It was with the buckle. Because she meant to hurt you. I had a lot of mental abuse. My daddy, he never did mentally abuse me. He didn't do no good for me. He'd give me everything, wouldn't make me pay nothing back, wouldn't hold me accountable for nothing. I mean, that's worse than what you'd have whooped me with a belt buckle. He helped me be rebellious. So don't tell me about all that. I know when I got born again and I said, God, I know there's healing in the name of Jesus. I can be what your word said. I can be that new creation. I'm a new creation, Lord. Teach me how to be that king and priest. Teach me, Lord. Teach me how to be a father, Lord. I believe I've been a good father to Travis. I don't say that braggingly and boastingly. I would have been one of the worst. I would have raised him long-haired hippie, another old long hair. I'd have it if the Lord let me. Praise God, beard and everything else. I'd just have it all hanging down to my belly. I'm not again any of it. I would have raised him to fight. I would have raised him. They wouldn't nobody mess with him if he had any guts in any like me and mom at all. If he had any backbone at all, we would have brought it out, Johnny. I would have brought it out. I mean, I wasn't scared of nobody or nothing. I mean, I was dumb. You know, I wasn't scared of guns or nothing. I just wasn't scared. But then I come over into this kingdom, and now love is the power. And I'm like, oh, man, everybody's just going to whoop me. You know, everybody's just going to roll over me. I didn't really realize that faith works by love. I didn't realize that love was a shield about you. I didn't realize that love was God. Hallelujah. And now look, I'm over in India. You're over in India. We're over in India. If you ever give a dime to this church, you fed them little hungry babies. You fed them. They was hungry. They didn't have no food. They were some of them down to starvation. They were starving. And I ain't got time to lay down. Well, I'll say, now, would you just leave me alone, Satan? Just leave me alone, would you please? I tell him what he's going to do. I'm going to send him to hell. He ain't going back there. He ain't never been there. He was created by the Lord. He was the archangel. He's beautiful, the Bible says in Ezekiel. He anoints music. There's a tear in my beard. Oh, boy, you can get a whole congregation just slack crying over that one. Yeah, I know. My honey left me. I'm telling you right now. It's awful what I went through. I was abused mentally and emotionally. And there's a tear in my beard. But you get over there in that kingdom mind, you're like, glory to God, that's my past. I burned that bridge a long time ago, but God, I walked across, the Lord told me to walk across bridges, so to speak, and take the rear view. He'd tell me little things like that over fasting and seeking the Lord and praying and learning how to put my trust. I'm still doing it today, learning how to put my trust in Him when we're in a world that I've never been in before. We're all having to adjust, but that Bible don't have to adjust. It is solid and set and stable and tried and tested and works.
Amen.
Lord told me one time, he said, take off that rear view mirror. You know, you've heard people say, well, you know, you got to get free from your past. No, the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Now, you got to walk from your past. You got to walk that new journey. You got to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit and the Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking about it the other day. I was thinking about some things in my life and everything, and I was thinking how free I am. You know, I told the Lord I was over there doing something, praise God, and I was reminded of how I was in bondage, you know, jealousy and different things, and things happened and all of that, you know, and I was telling the Lord, he reminded me how free it was, actually. And I got up, and I said, yeah, Lord, glory to God, I'm a free man. I am a free man. I'm not bound to fear, jealousy, anger. Now, I can yield to it anytime I want to, but I'm not bound to it.
Amen.
I'm a free man. You're a free man, free woman, free children. Hallelujah. Aubrey went to Travis, and I paid her, and told Travis, said, "Dad, I just don't want to give $2 to Jesus." That's her little issue right now, Donnie. That's okay. So now she's even thinking about Jesus now.
Right.
I've been working. I ain't going to give in. I'm on it, man. I'm on it every chance I get. Travis is telling me about it, and I told him, I said, "That's okay, son." And he didn't put a demand, "You got to." That's not a way to do it. Get them where they want to. You know, get them where they want to. You make them until they get up out from under you, and then you've made them, and then they'll be sick of it. But if you show them and demonstrate and get them to want to, and I told Travis, I said, "That's okay." I said, "I'm working on her. It'll get to her sooner or later, praise God." Do you know 7-year-olds ought to be taught to honor God in their finances?
Yeah.
They sure ought to. They ought to have piggy banks with quarters in it that parents don't touch. That they save. Teach them how to save. Even if you get down to where you ain't got a half bag of loaf bread, believe that he'll multiply the fish like he did in the Bible. But see, sometimes, just like Peter there, he could have sat there, he made a choice. He said, "Nevertheless, at what your word says." Well, God's word says, "By Jesus' stripes, ye were healed." God's word says, "You are the head, not the tail. You will lend and not borrow." God's word says, in Psalms 112, that he will bless you more and more, even your children. Well, that Bible is going to lay there and just do what it does, nothing, until somebody takes it and plants it in his seed in the ground of our heart. And that's what the Bible says over there in the parable of the seed. He said, "These are the ones that sown on good ground, which hear the word, they put it in and bring forth fruit."
Amen.
I told the Lord, I said, "Lord," I said, "I will get that." Now, that grass don't mean nothing to none of y'all. Y'all probably get sick of hearing about that grass. And that's fine. Teresa said I do. But you know what? When that grass grows up and that grass gets in that, I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, you know, this place can be like that place in Israel over there where your anointing moved on it and it was an oasis in a desert land."
Hallelujah.
See, I'm not really concerned about what anybody feels or thinks right now, because in the end, it's going to bless us all. Your walk will bless everybody. Everybody in contact with you, praise God.
Right.
But you know what? I'm not going to sit back and say, "Well, you know, my tractor's tearing up." You know, we pulled all night. I've been working on that 5 years. I'm sure not going to quit now. I'm going to complete it. I went and told them cows, "Y'all get out again." Y'all ain't been out a year, praise God. Should have told them that to start with. Sick of y'all getting out. They ain't been out. They're good little girls now. That one used to go jump over a neighbor's fence. Just jump over, eat a little bit of her green field, jump back in. Called me up 10:30 one night. I told Christian, I said, "I'm not going. That's the neighbor. You can't go." I said, "Okay." So I got my clothes on, took off over there, got down there. I'm shining a lot, and they come out there, she's gone. I said, "What? What do you mean she's gone?" She jumped back over. I said, "Are y'all seeing things or what?" You know what? That cow jumped over that fence, man. I shined a light down there, and there they are. You can see we're with deep when she jumped over. Deep when she come back. I told her, I said, "You jump that fence again, you're gone. You just don't know how blessed you are to be over here in this pasture that God gave you. I rescued y'all." I know it sounds stupid, but I believe that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. We're supposed to be believing God so that he can do supernatural things continually in our lives. We're to live supernatural lives. Faith is supernatural. Healing, supernatural. Financial prosperity in the Bible is supernatural. Money can be made, but not supernatural when the supernatural is on it. It's just the blessing on it, praise God. So I want to encourage you. Don't look out in the world. If you're going to do that, be praying and fasting for them and Ukraine. You know, don't focus in on it, how bad, and let it get you, you know, to where you're suppressed by the you know, getting oppressed by the devil. Praise God, because in faith is how, faith is the substance of the hope that they need. They're believing for us to stand with them. And we can do more in faith than we can with machine guns. Amen. Declaring a blessing over them, protection over them. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And Lord,